You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the guru of real estate and house building in Hastings, Mr. Greg Jablonski. I gave you a new title, Greg.
Well, thank you, Dan. That was sounded good.
Oh, did it? We'll try it
for a week.
You're good. I forgot to talk about that in our half-hour pre-show talk for
very
our 19 minutes.
Pre-show this week. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Informational.
Very informational.
And all anybody has to do is listen to your radio, and it's all over it.
And keep listening more, because there's more to come.
There's plenty more to come, it sounds like.
See, you have a preview of the news.
I know. It was good. It was. Everybody should listen, because this is one of those things you don't believe it can happen in Hastings.
No. And you know what, Greg? You said that earlier. This is our town.
Yep.
You grew up here. I grew up here.
Yep.
We went to the school system. Yeah. And to see what's happening is just wrong. So.
Yep.
So, but anyway, back to real estate. How are sales in your office?
Sales are good. I mean, something comes on the market and it's sold immediately. You know, bids vary, and they always seem to be over, and so it's very active.
Has the raise in interest rates dampened that at all?
I think it's had an effect. I think it has taken some of the buyers out of it. There's two reasons I think buyers choose to exit. One is the increase in interest rates, and the other is don't want to get in a bidding war. That's becoming more of a topic of conversation as prices have gotten higher and interest rates have now gotten higher. The conclusion is, well, we don't want to get in a bidding war. I'm not saying if that's right or wrong, but the whole thing is interest rates are still excellent at 5 or 5.25, 5.5. That's still unbelievably low. And, yeah, the prices are there, but I don't see prices coming down significantly. Lots are hard to get. I mean, talking about throughout the Twin Cities, there's a real shortage of lots for builders to build on. And I forget what the numbers are. Right now, it's about 4,000 lots total metro-wide. And I think need is like 40,000 lots, you know, when it comes to people looking in sales.
That's a big difference.
It's a huge need. Mm-hmm. So it shows a real severe shortage of it. So,
is the current bidding and high bidding and stuff, is that pretty much eliminating a lot of your first-time buyers?
I don't think so, because, you know, we've got some good product coming in at, quote, 300 or under.
You folks do, yeah.
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
Well, I'm not even talking about my new development, what I'm working on. But, you know, some existing homes and townhomes and things like that.
They're coming in which developments are those in?
Well, we've got one on the south side out in Frederick there. And we'll have a townhome coming soon there. And we'll have another one in the Whispering Oaks, and that'll be coming soon here. So, you know, those things are going to be good, well-priced, and they're going to be nice homes, and that's the things that we're so short of, you know, because when those comes on, they just don't last that long. So there's a real need.
How about getting building materials and then appliances and stuff? Has that eased up at all?
It's eased up a little bit, but it's still there. So it's like you need something, and all of a sudden you can't get that, but you can get something else, and so it's not with the certainty that you had, say, a year, year and a half ago.
Okay.
I don't know what happened the last year and a half, so I don't know what caused all this.
Do we even want to go there? You're good. You're good, Greg. You should have your own night show like David Letterman and
put everybody
and
to sleep.
Johnny Carson. I don't think you would. I think it would be fun.
You're just amazed, you know, that some people just don't want to put the blame where the blame belongs. And it's certainly just an issue these days, and it affects everybody. I mean, and I guess it all started with the shutting off all the land leases for oil and pipelines shut down and all that. I mean, you can't expect to shut down the fuel supply and see everything not be affected by it. I mean, it affects everything. Grocery stores now, just across the board.
And you're exactly right. We are a consumer nation, and it takes energy to transport all of that demand.
It does. You know, and still the amazing thing that I don't even understand is with all the shipping and all the couldn't get them off the docks and the cargo ships and all that kind of just I don't know what happened there. I mean, I've never heard any logical reason why they did it, and everybody getting stopped at the border, more or less, and trucks and all that, and they had a higher scrutiny on what was coming in. So all of a sudden, it just bottlenecked up the supply in so many different ways. And then when you did get the supply flowing, the fuel charges, I mean, can you imagine these diesel trucks, what it costs nowadays? I don't know. We were at $5 a gallon for diesel, as I understand it. I mean, that's at least double from where it was, I'm thinking, but maybe not, but close to it.
Well, and you know what it costs to fill your pickup now.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what it's like to cost and to I fill like, our pickup.
Yep, and but I like that baby just sit.
And I was going to say, we don't drive ours much anymore.
Nope.
We've got the electric car out there that we drive.
Yep.
And the miles are building up on that.
I got my gas pickup today, and I only drove it in town because I'm going to head out tonight for a little deal and want to use my electric car for the trip.
Charge it up. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, we're depending more and more on ours, and it just, it's, I'm glad I listened to you, because believe it or not, I listened to you, Greg. You've been talking about that for years.
Well, the electric car is, it's just really good. It is.
It is.
It has its drawbacks. There's no question about that, you know. But I think every vehicle that you buy has some drawbacks, and my pickup truck has a huge drawback. It just takes gas like it's going out of style.
Yep, it's every time you have to stop at the gas station.
Right, and it is a huge difference. So it just really takes it in our businesses. It keeps your expenses in check, you know, because you can't afford to run around that.
Right,
you know.
Right, Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
Our topic of the week, how the current market affects appraisals. I can't imagine being an appraiser in this market.
It has got to be just the toughest job out there for appraisers. And I know they struggle. And it's just so unknown where the market is going to quit as far as how high will they go. I mean, you see houses coming in at, let's say, for an example, $300,000, and they end up selling for $350,000. I mean, now, that $300,000 appraisal was most likely based on the old-style appraisal methods where you looked at the comps and the solds in the last 6 months, and then you do your, you know, adjustments for this one had a better trim or that one had a concrete driveway or, you know, differences, and you make those final adjustments and then you come up with that value. Well, you put it out at that appraised value and you're probably not even close to what the thing will sell for because the market is so volatile right now. And it's not always that case, but, you know, when you've got a really good property, it will go for a lot more than what appraisals are putting on them these days. I mean, it's just fact. Now you can look stuff up and you can see where houses are consistently listed at a lower price than what they actually sell for. And it's a significant difference. So I don't think anybody can, quote, predict that or appraise that into a home.
Wow. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor is Greg Jablonski with Home Results Group, part of Edina Realty of Hastings. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And our topic of the week, how the current market affects appraisals. Greg, how does that affect you as a realtor? If I go in and want you to sell my house for me, how can you find out a fair price?
Well, we go through that same process, and we go through the same discussion I just had with you, is that we tell them that this market is, you know, it's just very, very difficult to predict where this is going to end up, but we have to start with basically a market value, and that market value is based on what sold in the last 6 months. And then if you get two of these that now have sold for 20 or 30 over, well, now that does become your comp. So right now, we have those as comps. But what happens, I mean, when does this quit spinning? When does the next cycle that we appraise it at those increased prices and put it on the market, and yet it takes that step again, going 20 or 30 over that price? I mean, it's hard to figure, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, it's got to be tough on a realtor, too. Because
all you can do is go buy appraisals and keep those as current and try and forecast where the demand is on that, and just tell people if our appraisal is off, the bids are going to go higher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is the market in its work. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, these are some different times, aren't they?
They're very different.
It seems like every couple of years we go through a change, whether it was the crash of 2008, the recession back then because of what was going on with the reselling and all of that stuff.
Yes, that was the big bubble. And everybody's talking about the bubble now.
That's where I was headed. Do you see that coming?
I mean, we're always talking about it, and there's people that are predicting it. But the demands are so high, the incomes of people are so good, the interest rates are so good, so I can't see where there's going to be a bubble. You know, last time everything was really out of sync with appraisals, with income verifications, with qualifying, all those things. All those things are in check right now. You know, you still have the appraisals and you still have, you know, qualifying for mortgages. So that's really the solid things that you have. But I think this, I don't know how long the continued price inflation is going to continue.
That was my next question, is how long do you foresee this? Because it's got to stop. It has to stop somewhere.
You would think so. But at what point, if you can't get something, where does it end? If you just can't plain get it, you know, and so you're out there and you want to go into a house. Of course, we know, or we're starting to see now, that everybody is geared up for apartments. And I mean, I think it's sad to say that our grandkids are maybe odds are going to live in an apartment till they're 40 or 50 years old.
Boy, that's going to change.
And that's just not good.
No, that's going to change the whole middle class, because the biggest wealth builder of the middle class like us is our property, our
absolutely.
Real estate.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's a big thing. And that's to establish that equity, and it's huge, I think. But maybe not. I don't know what's going to happen when you got a stack of rent receipts because you couldn't afford a home. Mm-hmm. I mean, homes today, affordable homes, I mean, I don't start at 400. I saw one 400 some thousand on a resale for what, multi-level. So it's,
isn't that,
it's just, you know, that's kind of like a starting point.
That's unbelievable. I mean, we used to think that, you know, 200,000 was a lot of money. It's double that now.
I know.
You know,
the only good thing that's going is those interest rates have come down. So, and, you know, wages have gone up. I mean, you know, there's people with some terrific incomes out there, and that's what's propelling everything, I think. So,
yeah, but what would happen then when a recession could hit? I mean, we always know
the thinning
of the herd, huh?
The thinning, and then you get down to one income, and the one income isn't enough. Well, you've got some issues to resolve. And I'm not saying that's happening. I hate to have people thinking about that, but you know, it is if you are dependent on both incomes and something were to happen. I mean, there's still signs of layoffs and different things that can happen, you know, as companies cut back. I mean, we haven't heard that for a long time, but we haven't heard about recessions for a long time either, other than 2004 when that started. And that was a big thing. And it was more, I think, real estate
based
than anything.
Yeah. Because now we're looking at something we saw in the 80s, which slowed down the economy too, was high interest rates. High inflation. We have some of the highest inflation.
Yes, we do.
We've had in, you know, over 40 years. And you and I lived during those years, and we saw how things slowed down. Inflation has a tendency to put the brakes on spending, on buying, and on the affordability of stuff.
And it affects everybody. A gallon of milk.
Yes.
A loaf of bread. I don't know if a loaf of bread is there. I pay attention to that much. But everything else. And just take a little bit on the eggs thing, which... I always felt a dozen eggs at the kind of prices they were selling for. That was, I don't know how they could do it. Nowadays, you know, I saw them the other day, they're $4 or $5 dozen.
Yeah.
At the store.
Exactly.
That's a long ways from a buck or a buck and a half.
Yeah, it is.
And that all happened again within the last very short period.
Year and a half. Yeah.
That's got a lot to do with the current economy, and it has to do with the bird flu. So that's a unique thing.
So. Yeah, but this stuff started long before the Ukrainian war. It started about 2 years ago.
You know, I'm surprised Fauci didn't get on a vaccine for that bird flu.
Is he
just too busy?
No. They're too busy pivoting every other day.
Oh, okay. I never thought of that, but we could call him up.
Yeah, the pandemic was over on Monday. Tuesday it wasn't. We were past it on Wednesday, and who knows what's going to be today.
Well, he took that hit the other day. I think somebody filed a lawsuit against him for something or other.
Did they?
Yeah, and I don't know what it was all about. But then all of a sudden, boy, he put a good spin on now where we're out of the pandemic, and now we're into whatever, and now it's going to be like non-existent. So he sure ratcheted down in a hurry.
It's really sad what's going on in China, how they're locking people in and fencing them in for weeks and months. And
I haven't even heard that, really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Just Google China Google and what KDWA? They're doing. Yeah, you can Google that, too. Yeah, please do visit that a couple of times each day.
Good.
We have about 2 minutes all left right here. Greg, again, before we do get to the end here, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty. Ask for Wayne or Greg, 651-437-2121.
Okay. And our current our topic of the week is how the current market affects appraisals. So you're seeing then, in essence, in review, that even with the bidding up and stuff, are a lot of the houses appraising out
so,
then?
Yeah, I would say overall, that just doesn't seem to have been. It's always there. It's always somewhat of an issue, but it doesn't ever seem like it's a deal killer. Okay. But I think the most important thing people have to know, get your house appraised. You have to list your house. It's not a time for a for sale by owner. You would think that this would be the time, but it's not, because you have to expose your house to the market to really get the maximum value for your home. And that's just the norm. We do the coming soon. We appraise it, and having it out there really gets you a maximum value.
So is it a correct statement to say that the real value the market will decide what the real value is, as compared to it used to be appraisers and realtors and stuff? Now it's the market.
It is. It is. The market's really overriding everything, and we don't know when this is all going to end. But what I'm saying is, if you have somebody appraise your house and they say your house is worth this, if you miss the critical step of listing your house, you're gonna short yourself. I don't know if it's 90% of the time. I haven't looked at each house listed how many sell over, but it's got to be 90%. I don't know of too many that haven't sold over the asking price.
And this is a unique time, because you've been in this business for a long time. Seen anything like this before?
Nope. So I've seen houses not sell for a year or two, you know, and that happens. But boy, in this kind of market, it's just unbelievable.
Well, I remember the last house that I sold, you know, if it was on the market for 30 days, 30 to 60 days was average, and you didn't get I mean, you got showings, but not 8 to 10, and you never got bid up like.
And it used to be like you had to be a discriminating buyer when you bought a home, get a nice lot, not on a busy street, plenty of backyard. Yes. Make sure you check all the boxes. Well, nowadays, it's like anything sells.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's like two arms, two legs. You got it.
Well, Greg, that's going to do it. I want to thank you one final time. How can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski. If you'd like to get a hold of Greg or Wayne, it's real easy. Call the local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for either Greg or Wayne. This is KDWA Hastings.